Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good day, Crusaders. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, September 12, 2017. Something fishy may have happened at the polls in Russia, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a martyred Spanish missionary. A random discovery in an old church may possibly contain the bones of multiple popes, including St. Peter, and pre-orders of the Samsung Galaxy Note 8 are breaking records. Reuters reports that they may have witnessed election fraud taking place in Russia. Rehearsal elections were taking place in the nation in preparation for next year's presidential election. Reuters had election observers stationed at six different polling stations. At polling station number 333, the Reuters observer counted 256 voters casting ballots, but the official tally of voters was given first as 1,331 and then was revised up to 1,867, over seven times what the observer recorded. They observed one Russian election observer stuffing ballots into the ballot box multiple times throughout the day. The man, Sergei Ludikov, told Reuters, quote, "We must ensure 85% for United Russia. Otherwise, the Tsar will stop providing us with money." Reuters found discrepancies between the actual voter count and the reported voter count at all six voting locations. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Pio of Pietrelcina. "The most beautiful creed is the one we pronounce in our hour of darkness." Today's saint of the day is Martyr Blessed Thomas of Zumarraga. Blessed Thomas of Zumarraga was born in Vitoria, Spain in 1577. He entered the Dominican convent of St. Stephen in Salamanca and received the name Brother Thomas of the Holy Spirit. He became a missionary and was sent to the Philippines, stopping for a time in Mexico. Shortly after arriving in the Philippines, he was instructed to found a mission in Japan. He tried hiding in the mountains around Nagasaki and Omura, but was captured in July of 1617. Brother Thomas was burned alive 5 years later on September 12, 1622. Blessed Thomas of Zumarraga, pray for us. You never quite know what you'll find if you're renovating an ancient church in Rome. The Telegraph reports that a workman renovating the 1,000-year-old Church of Santa Maria in Capella discovered two clay pots from the Roman era. Inscribed on the pots' lids were the names of four early popes, St. Peter, St. Cornelius, St. Calixtus, and St. Felix. The bones of four early Christian martyrs are also supposedly contained there. The pots were found under a large marble slab near the medieval altar of the church. It had been rumored that the relics were in the church because of a stone inscription there, but nobody had any hard proof of their existence. The inscription added that there was, alongside the relics, a fragment of a dress worn by the Blessed Virgin Mary, but this was not reported to have been found. The remains are now in the possession of the Vatican for analysis and potentially a DNA comparison between the two sets of bones purported to be from St. Peter. Taking a look at technology news, Reuters reports that despite the impending release of the new iPhone, pre-orders of the Samsung Galaxy Note 8 are breaking records with 650,000 pre-orders in only 5 days. Samsung will release the Note 8 this coming Friday. Reuters Seoul correspondent Joyce Lee explains that 2017 is proving to be a comeback year for Samsung, which suffered after reports of the Galaxy Note 7's batteries catching fire.
The Note 8 was Samsung's bid to reestablish faith in the brand after the Note 7, the predecessor's batteries, caught on fire last year. The Galaxy S8, which began selling in the first half of this year, was seen as having restored Samsung's reputation as a good handset maker because it did well. The initial response to the Galaxy Note 8 seems to have cemented this reputation. Samsung's mobile chief said today that China is its most important market, and changes it has made this year, such as identifying key buyers and naming a new head of mobile in China, is expected to improve its performance.
In this Celestial Musings, Yesterday, the nation commemorated the 16th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, when 2,958 people were murdered by Islamists in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. More Britons died on September 11th, 2001, than in any other terrorist attack. The Daily Wire reports that some teachers in the UK are refusing to teach the events of September 11th to their students because of a feared backlash from Muslim parents. I am reminded of the verse from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. By the time Sharia is officially the law of England, and I suspect someday it will have already been the de facto law of England, not because of Islamic militants, but because of politically correct militants who refused to teach the truth. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Keep yourself tuned in to the Veritas Radio Network, king-size truth from radio-size speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.